This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, when the world needs the church the most, like right now, we have what? The said leaders, such as Franklin Graham and others, directing the impotent church to pray, when he should be leading them in protest against corruption. Matthew 5:13 tells us, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." And that's the problem that we're seeing in this church today. They're being trampled under the foot of men. Why? Because the church has failed to be the light. Now, listen carefully. Yes, pray. The Bible tells us to pray, right? Without ceasing, yes. But show the world your love, because faith worketh by love. And also, show the world your works because you love, because faith without works is dead, right? Real simple to understand. I know there's a lot of people that just don't quite get that message, and they think that I'm going after someone. I'm not going after anybody. I'm reproving, I'm correcting, I'm instructing. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures given by the inspiration of God for what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Let's stick to the Word of God and we'll be okay here, okay, friends? And for all of you biblically illiterate ones that think you know more than what we're talking about here, at any time you can call in. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, pick up 15 articles combating the lies coming from the CIA-controlled media that are being, well, you're being barraged by them 24-7, 365 days a year, aren't you? Right? Bunch of propagandists, a bunch of liars, friends, is what they are. And we are combating that on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube. You can watch us live even now if you'd like to. Click onto the live chat button and join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click us on the video. Join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call in, 122 cities are listening to us right now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Here, I'll give you the bad news first, okay? Agent provocateurs being spotted all over the country, friends. Police are being found at protests all over the country again, caught destroying property. Did you hear what I said? They're agent provocateurs. They're not police officers, friends. They're agents of the state. Just because they have a uniform on doesn't mean, friends, if it doesn't line up with their actions, it doesn't mean that they're there to serve the people. We have video here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Seattle police destroying property. You can watch the video, okay? We have in Boston police caught on video. You can watch the video on sonsoflibertymedia.com, smashing out their own car. Of course, we're highlighting the squeaky wheel. We're highlighting the bad cops, not the good cops, okay? We're highlighting the 10%. In every agency, friends, where are you going to find the bad ones? That's what we're showing you here, okay? Not the good ones. We have in San Bernardino, we have fires being set. Interesting, friends. Who's setting the fires? Well, police showed up, and then they used an expletive. They start burning. Something's rotten in the city of San Bernardino. Yep. We've known that for a long time concerning that particular country. Or country. I should call it its own country because they act like they're a country unto themselves. But into that particular city in California. We have here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Agent Provocateurs, the police. Chicago police smashed car windows out of suspected store looters. An eyewitness says police got the wrong car. Okay? This is on video, friends. You can watch it for yourself. You can decide for yourself as to what's taking place in this country. We also, friends, have information here. Again, they use an expletive. The cop pushed her so hard at Barclays that she flung back. She is tiny. Now she's in the ER. The police brutalizing individuals. Well, you might want to maybe put that into perspective, because if she's out there protesting not in a peaceful manner, she's going to get caught in the crossfire, and apparently that's what happened here. In Pennsylvania, we have video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. A cop viciously kicking a woman while she's sitting on the ground covering her face. Okay, this is craziness, friends. You can check out all these videos on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The article is called Agent Provocateurs, Police at Protests All Over the Country Caught Destroying Property. Now, we highlighted much of this yesterday in Minneapolis alone, where we actually have the video of this alleged cop, which all the pictures do line up, by the way, actually destroying and breaking windows at the Target in South Minneapolis. Again, you can't make this up, friends. Have you heard of the Umbrella Man? This is pretty bizarre. But there's an Umbrella Man. People are trying to figure out who the Umbrella Man is. And he's actually walking around. He's got a mask on, and he's destroying property. And this is one of the individuals that they caught on film, who they believe is a police officer that is destroying properties. Pretty crazy stuff. I wanted to add that in there before we got onto our topic. And now here's the good news. Okay? This is the news that the CIA-controlled media doesn't want you to hear. Folks, a lot of this stuff is backfiring. Just for the record. I got pictures in front of me right now in Boston. I believe it's in Boston. I'm going to click onto it right now. I believe it's in Boston where the protesters were protecting the police. Okay. Then we have police actually hugging people, saying to the individuals that were in it together concerning those that were afraid. And then we also have in Portland the cops in riot gear take a knee at the request of protesters. And guess what they start to do, friends? They start to plead to the God of Israel. You know, I want to say this in a scriptural sense so you can understand what's going on in this country. God is not willing this happens in this country. This is the fruit of a nation that turns its back on a just and a holy God. When you look at what's going on, you see the professed church today making little videos about why would God allow this? Wait a second. This is going on in this country because the church is failing to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. So don't blame God for what you allow, okay? But I want to again say this. The wicked that are digging the hole, in many cases across the country, friends, they themselves are falling into the very holes and the very pits and the ditches that they themselves are digging. So that's the good news here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let's cover a couple more things here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about, when the world needs the church the most, Franklin Graham directs the impotent church to pray when he should be leading them in protest. Protestant has meaning against corruption. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. We're covering our bases right now just concerning the things that are taking place in this country. Wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Well, an independent autopsy determined George Floyd was murdered after a knee on his back caused it suffocated him. It cut off his blood flow to his brain. Asphyxia. Okay? And you can find that on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to bring up one more point before I bring up my last point during this segment before we get to our main topic here. It's interesting that also... Well, I posted a video this morning, and I brought this up yesterday, but there's more of this being found all over the country now. There's mysterious brick piles appearing throughout major protest cities in the United States of America. There's many people across the country that are coming to social media now and letting others across the country know that what's being reported in the media is not what's happening in our backyard. I can tell you that firsthand, friends, from what I personally seen on Sunday in Minneapolis where these events took place. Now, I also have to say, truth be told, that it was a vast area, and there was many buildings that were boarded up, which could have been prevention is better than cure, protecting their businesses if protesters or rioters should come and try to destroy their businesses. So that's what we seen. We did see the target. We did see one building that was burnt down. But for the most part, friends, we didn't see a lot of what the media was promulgating, broadcasting, or putting in the face of the American people. Keep in mind, friends, my understanding as to what's going on here is clear. They hijacked the narrative. As Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. What they've done is they found their opportunity, they took it, and then they mobilized all of their groups throughout the United States of America to go out there, provocateurs, to go ahead and start rioting, start looting. Because we found out in Minneapolis alone, and you'll find out in your particular city too, if this be the case there, that many of these provocateurs, these rioters, these looters, they're being arrested. 80% of them aren't even from Minneapolis-St. Paul. Okay, so this is all bought and paid for, and I can tell you firsthand through experience, when they take these protesters, they'll put them on buses and drive them to particular cities like they did where I was speaking in Denison, Michigan, and they'll pay these people to protest. And you can even go online, friends. They are paying these protesters. They're paying crisis actors. You have to question everything the mainstream media tells you. Listen to me. You have to question everything the mainstream media has to tell you. Why? William Randolph Hearst said what? You furnish the pictures, I'll create the war. Okay? They'll take a picture, friends, and they'll put them together, and they'll make it look like the worst event that happened all year long. And it could have just been a group of people. And what they're doing is they're staging the event. They'll take a close shot, and then they'll plaster it all over the headlines or the front pages of papers across the United States of America, and they'll change the narrative. They do it all day long. My goodness, friends. I get sickened almost saying the same things. If you want resolve, enforce the law, because corruption in government and corruption in the mainstream media, they're not going to charge themselves, friends. You need to stand up and do what we're called and obligated and commanded to do. The Lord said in Psalm 94, verse 16, he says, where are those that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity? I don't know what the church doesn't understand this. The Lord said, life will be long on this earth if you keep my commandments, my judgments, and my statutes to keep and to do them. Ezekiel 36. If you fail to do that, if you fail to be the lawless will roll over the top of you. Let me say it the way Ben Franklin said it. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Okay? Now, let me just kind of change gears a little bit, because this morning, and I brought this up yesterday too, but it's they're trying to sensationalize all the more that everything that's going on in the United States now is, well, it's Barack Hussein Obama's fault. Oh no, it's not Barack Hussein Obama's fault. It's George Soros's fault. Oh no, it's not George Soros's fault. It's not just him alone. It's the Democrats. But wait a second, I got a question for you. Isn't it true that Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief in the United States of America? Well, read Article 2, Section 3, Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Why, yes, he's the commander-in-chief. He's not the victim. He's the commander-in-chief. Let me remind you, Donald Trump said that he could take the Department of Justice and he could do whatever he wanted to do with the Department of Justice. It's mine, he said. Okay. For 5 years, and I'm adding on the year that he was on the campaign trail, promising prosecution concerning corruption in Washington, D.C., to date, Donald Trump has not prosecuted a one. Not a one. And also keep in mind, George Soros feels brave enough and welcome enough in the United States of America to actually establish over 200 subversive organizations in America. How come Donald Trump hasn't prosecuted these people? Is that how you make America great again, friends? I'm just curious. You got to ask this serious question. And of course, the Trumpites, they're getting angry with me for pointing out the obvious. Quit blaming everyone but the president that has the power to prosecute. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is pathetic what we're seeing here, friends. Matter of fact, you know as well as I do, what's going on in this country is being encouraged. The communists will create domestic insurrection. Mark my words on what I'm going to tell you. These riots are going to continue in America until one day the Lord says, that is enough. They have brought this upon themselves. They will not return. They will not even be corrected by their own transgressions. I'm going to give themselves up to themselves and their sin and their desires and their false gods. And this is what's going to happen. And what's going to happen is we're going to get whacked from the left and the right, the Chinese, and we're going to get whacked from the Russians. But keep in mind, it's the communists within that are tolerated by 330 million people to do the things that they do. Now, what would it take for 330 million people to round up these, well, as we highlight the corruption in Washington, D.C., as we highlight the corruption in the church, as we highlight corruption in state governments and city governments and municipal governments in the United States, what would it take for 330 million people to actually round them up and to lawfully prosecute them? I mean, doesn't that make sense? Doesn't it sound like Americans need to take responsibility and begin to deal with what's being left undone? I mean, because if not, you're going to be like so many countries have done to their own people. History always shows us who was doing the deeds, who was creating the crises, who was sending in the brown shirts, and the people don't believe it until after their country's destroyed. Then they learn the lesson that they should have learned when they had time to learn it, but they didn't do it because they were too busy doing something else. Well, what could take precedent over the preservation of your country? Because if you lose your country, all those things that you're giving time to right now, those are going to be a thing of the past. I mean, we need to think about what's happening here, friends. We truly need to think about what's happening here. So I just want to set for the record, okay? And I want to set it straight. It's not Barack Hussein Obama's fault alone. It's not the Clintons alone. It's not corruption in Washington, D.C. and corruption in the church, friends. It's the people that tolerate these people. That's whose fault this is. But again, the conservatives don't realize that they're called to be the right. And again, as I say, and I say again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And look where we're at today. I do want to say during this segment, I want you to listen to this real quick. Remember I told you yesterday that there were provocateurs, agent provocateurs, that wanted to say to the cameras, we're coming for you next. And they were talking about going out and about into rural areas, and I told them that would be their first and their last mistake. Did you hear what the sheriff in Florida just said? And oh boy, was he spot on. Listen, it sounds like he was parroting what I said yesterday. Go ahead.
Social media. Now, first and foremost, I don't accept or on face value anything in social media. But we have received information in social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them, if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County.
That's right.
Because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns. And they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns.
Oh, did he say it? Did he say it? Hey, friends, he said it. He told his constituents, this constitutional sheriff in Florida, he encouraged his constituents to be armed. And he told those criminals, if you go into their homes, I'm encouraging those constituents to blow you right back out. Woo! Where has this guy been? We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The attorneys for the family of a man killed by a Minnesota police officer are asking for riots across America to stop.
The family is asking everybody to take a breath, just to take a breath for peace, take a breath for justice, take a breath to heal our country.
Attorney Benjamin Crump saying everyone needs to remember George Floyd peacefully protested police-involved deaths of other African Americans. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at promoting international religious freedom.
Just moments ago in the Oval Office, I was there, the president with the first lady and the vice president on either side of him, signed an executive order furthering his policies with respect to religious liberty here in this great country and worldwide.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gun sales are soaring across America. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
People buying more and more firearms amid protests over the killing of George Floyd, the unrest it's caused in the streets, as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The research firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting estimates that more than 1.7 million guns were sold in May, and that was an 80% jump over the same time last year. And stock prices for a number of big gun makers have also been up recently. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is rejecting the GOP's plan for a full-fledged convention in Charlotte, telling Republican officials the only way the convention will move forward is with proper health protocols in place. The president and Republicans are wanting a 50,000-person event. This could mean the GOP convention could be moved to either Florida, Georgia, or Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let's get to this, okay? At any time, okay, just so you know my heart, we're going to stick to Scripture. At any time, if you want to call in, please do. Because there, again, folks, there's a lot of foolish people. They jump the gun before they even read the article. Or hear me out. This morning I posted, when the world needs the church the most, Franklin Graham directs the impotent church to pray when he should be leading them in protest against corruption. They should be prayed up. You hear it all the time. You hear these half-baked Christians, lukewarm Christians, who Jesus promised to spew out of their mouth in Revelations 3. Oh, I need to pray about it. You know, when people say to me, Bradley, so what are your thoughts? Okay, well, you know what? I'm already prayed up. Now, the other point is I might need to think about what you're saying, but the bottom line is we're supposed to be in season and out of season. We're supposed to be ready. But yet you hear these half-baked professed Christians in America talk about, you know, I need to pray about this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, you know what? Pray, but be ready to do, okay? Be ready to do. Have you ever heard the preacher? Is it true? No, but I get the point of what he's saying. He said, you know what? Go preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. In America, it's just exactly the opposite. It's just the exact opposite. Man, they want to sit home and pray. Or at least that's what they say. They hide behind prayer while they do absolutely nothing. Right? Well, this morning, the lady jumps on, and oh, he's a wonderful man. I said, yeah, he's doing a wonderful job of putting the church back to sleep, isn't he? You know, and people don't think, oh, Bradley, I think less of you now that you said that about Franklin Graham. What did I say about Franklin Graham? What did I say? Again, isn't all Scripture given unto us for correction, for reproof, correction, for instructions in righteousness? Yeah, oh, is he above correction? Oh, he must be. Furthermore, let me ask you, why are you following man? Why is it that you hold to the doctrines of men that make void the commandments of God? Because it was the Lord that said, keep my commandments and live, Proverbs 7:2, but you'd rather hold to the words of men. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. But you'd rather hold to the words of men and disobey God and then call it Christ. That's why the world's confused, is because you're confused. It's just that simple. But folks, the stupidity that comes out of these biblically illiterate ones is just astounding. It stinks to high heaven. The church is called to be the salt. Why salt? Because it stops putrefaction. Okay? It's supposed to maintain. Not go backwards. Not to capitulate. Not to be dispossessed. No, just the exact opposite, right? We're to possess, drive out previous occupants, and to possess in their place. We've already got that. What the church in America hasn't learned is the doing, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. They don't know what that means. I want to tell you why. Because they're still dead in their sins, right? My wife was just talking to someone today. And I've seen this quite a few times, and this comes from the hippie generation too, by the way, where they want to go out there and they want to get all these events going to get the pastors to do what they're called to do. Well, I don't see where it says that I'm called to lead the pastors, or where it's my job to pump life into the pastors. No, they're dead in their sin. They're a waste of time. Furthermore, they're the problem. Just for the record, you've seen a prime exhibition of what you would call the American church just over the last 6 weeks in this country, and where their allegiance lies, and it doesn't lie to Christ. It doesn't lie unto the Father. Okay? It doesn't lie to Him. It falls to the state. Read Isaiah 30, and it brings a curse with it, just for the record, again. But again, it says in Matthew 5:13, you're the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by that of men. Okay? And that's what we see today. The younger generation laughs at the church. They're pathetic. They're a joke. They know that. It's not the church. Make distinction between sheep and goats. Again, read Ezekiel 44:23. So here we have it again. The modern-day church leader, the people have put him up as their leader, speaks. Instead of the American church again obeying the Lord, Proverbs 7:2, in preaching peace and righteousness through their actions, they are indoctrinated to sit back and watch the world preach their gospel of hate and violence. Isn't that what we're seeing today? Yeah, that's what we're seeing today. It's exactly what we're seeing today. Let me be real candid with you today, listeners. I get people all day long complaining about the very things that scriptures condemn, and rightfully so. But when it comes back to these people to actually stand up and do more than just complain, they do nothing. And then all of a sudden, I become, Bradley Dean, becomes too extreme for them. Why am I extreme? Because there's a doing. If you have the faith, you will do. You can do no other. Well, some people will say, Bradley, you're just an aggressive dude. Well, the Bible says in Romans 8:14 that for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, we are the sons of God. You know, there's an old picture in a museum on the East Coast that used to sit in Charles Spurgeon's library in that of England, his old tabernacle, who used to sit 5,000 people two times a week. And it's interesting to note it was a picture of a king prodding his soldiers back in war. And you know what it said under the little piece right under the picture? It said, the king comforting his soldiers. Comfort in Old English means to be pushed along in war. We are in a warfare. Okay? Now, I know people like to just hide out in their fortress, and they like to deceive themselves into believing that God's going to do for them what they fail to do for themselves. But that's why, again, I'm here on the radio, is to pull away that deception so you understand that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is looking for the church to stand up and do what it's commanded to do, not suggested, but commanded to do. And I want to tell you what, it's a commandment which brings condemnation to so many, and that condemnation is because they love darkness rather than they love the light. Come on, let's hold the scripture, friends. The truth will make us free, John 8:32. It's the truth that makes us free, friends. Not the half-lie, not the half-truth. It's the truth that makes us, and it sets us free. But I want to go back to this point. Didn't Jesus say that if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth? Didn't he say I'd rather have you hot or cold? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Is Christianity by its very nature aggressive? Oh, absolutely it is. I'll tell you what, I am a driven human being. When you're born of the Spirit of God, you don't have to ask man what you're supposed to do. You're asking the Lord for more to do. That's the sign of a real call. I remember a man of God one time said that, listen, for all that he did throughout his life, it was pretty impressive. And when you looked at what he did, you said, whoa, that's really, you know, that's a nice basket filled with fruits. I'm sure the Lord's pleased with that. And he said, I don't feel like I've really done a lot. That's a real call of God. Colossians 1:29 tells us, wherefore I also labor. This is Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, striving according to his workings. Striving according to his workings, which work in me mightily. Isn't that interesting? What does strive mean in Webster's 1828? To make efforts, to use exertions, to endeavor with earnestness, to labor hard. Well, you have to labor hard. Jesus said that he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. It's a plow, friends. To labor hard, applicable to exertions of body or mind. Yes. You know what a real Christian says? I wish I had more time in the day to do more than I've done. I don't like feeling left undone. And no matter how much I do, I always feel like I'm left undone. Lord, I need more grace to keep your commandments. I've done nothing, Lord. And Scripture confirms what I just got done saying to you. It's our duty to do these things. It's expected of us to do these things. But I got to tell you, friends, what I hear all day long is those that are complaining about the same things that I deal with on a 24/7 basis, and they do nothing but hide behind their excuses. They hide behind their wives. They hide behind everything that's not covering them when they're having a conversation with me, though, again, they've deceived themselves into believing that they are covering themselves. They're not. Because this ministry is doing just the exact opposite. A guy yesterday seen my post on what I'm going to be talking about here, friends, and what I'm talking about. Oh, and he says, well, you know what? He's done a lot. What have you done, Bradley, besides hide behind those keyboards? Well, I don't know if 365 public high schools in 25 states, I don't know if that constitutes anything or if that's accrediting to me. I don't know if me doing tea parties all over the country or being in a different state every month, being out there with the people or going to prisons or going to high schools or elementary schools or doing television. You know, I don't know if that constitutes for anything. I don't know. Is that good or is that bad or whatever the case is? And you know what? I look at all that as dung. It doesn't matter because I still have a lot more to do and I'm asking the Lord to fulfill my time, but give me more grace and remember my days. And Lord, in remembering my days, give me more opportunities to finish more. But what do I hear? I hear the same thing from people. Oh, we're like-minded, Bradley. We're in this together. And you can't even get them to open up a door in their back in their cities to preach in Minnesota. I mean, it's ridiculous. Or in Wisconsin or in California, because everybody's afraid of what the government might illegally do to them. No wonder why the people don't follow them, because these people that claim to be Christians aren't following Christ. They're following the edicts of the state because they've got too much to lose. That's the problem right there. You know what corruption is scared to death of? You know what the enemy of your souls is scared to death of, friends? He's scared to death of the man that has nothing to lose but everything to gain. That's the problem. That's the problem that you're having. Oh, my goodness. And when you run out of excuses, friends, just think, you might actually get something done. I hear but. I hear enough buts, friends, you could fill up a whole stadium. And they're called excuses. Oh, my goodness. What is the condemnation going to be upon those people that know to do the right but do it not? And the Bible calls it sin. Well, what did Jesus say to those that continue in their sin? They're going to die in their sin. And what is the end of sin? Death. Romans 6:23. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My kids got to be thinking I'm just like crazy. Dad, what is going on? What are you all worked up about? I'm worked up, guys, about what there's a lot of folks out there that aren't worked up about. I care that you guys have a future and a hope because what our forefathers established was quite costly. As a matter of fact, let me go to John Adams. And I want you to consider what he said about the price paid. And he's one of my favorites, too, by the way. The guy very much was a prophet of God. There's no getting around it. Thomas Jefferson was very much a teacher. And George Washington was very much an apostle. Apostle, prophet, teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. It's first the apostle, the prophet, then the teacher, right? Listen carefully. This is John Adams. This is why I'm adamant about what I do here. Posterity. That's you and me. You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you'll make a good use of it, because if you do not, John Adams, the second president, said, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. That guy sold himself out for what we have today. And look at how many people are just brushing it aside. You know, the Bible says that the Lord judges nations because they lightly esteem the God of their salvation, lightly esteem Him. You know, there is a war here. There's a fight to be fought. It's called the good fight of faith. There's a life of the Spirit that many don't know. They think they know, but they've never partaken in the fight to understand the power of God unto salvation. That's where the life is at. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, a lot of people aren't valiant for the truth. God said he's going to judge nations for that. A lot of people don't lay it to heart. God said he's going to judge nations for that. That's the problem. You're the problem for those that don't find themselves consumed and overtaken for the purpose of God's rights on this earth. His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Does that mean anything to some of you people? Come on, I'm a preacher. If you're happy with the preacher's not doing his job. Okay? I'm here to challenge your faith. I'm here to break up the fallow ground so the Lord can plant the good seeds. But I'm here to tell you that unless that seed falls into the ground and dies, it's not going to produce anything, John 12:25. Oh, my goodness. We're going to be taking this over until into tomorrow's show as well. I'm sure of it, right? Folks, we have Franklin Graham directing the impotent church to simply pray when they should be leading them in protest against corruption. I want you to listen to this again. The modern-day church leaders speak, instead of making their point valid in their actions, instead of making or the American church obeying the Lord in preaching peace and righteousness, through their actions, they are indoctrinated by the likes of Franklin Graham to sit back and watch the world preach their gospel of hate and violence. Is God being glorified through all this rioting, through all this looting? Absolutely not. Hey, church, I want to say something. It's not why would God allow this to happen. You're the one allowing it to happen. This is called the judgments upon a nation that refuses to keep his commandments. This is a promise that he made to those that have forsaken him that he would turn that nation into hell. That's what's happening. Don't blame him. Hey, folks. The world is preaching its gospel of hate and violence, and Franklin Graham and other church leaders, as they call themselves, are telling them to pray. Something wrong with this picture? Oh, you better know there's something wrong with this picture. Hey, folks, where is the church today? Silent and submissive to the unjust. That's where they're at. Silent and submissive to the unjust. Right? Praying that Jesus will come and rapture them from responsibility. Praying that the Lord will come do for them what they're unwilling to do for them and their own families. I want to tell you what. I want to show you a gauge of love that you have for your wife and for your families. By your apathy and your tolerance. And your grandkids, by your apathy and tolerance. That's how much you hate your kids. That's a fact. It's how much you hate them when you make up your excuses as to why you do nothing. And you know what the problem is? You know what you don't do. You know what you don't do. Faith without works is dead, folks. But I'll tell you what, the world's preaching its gospel through works, though it's hate and violence. Again, where's the church today? Silent and submissive to the unjust because they have left off Christ as the one that they should be emulating. In other words, man has stepped in the place of the divine and they have rejected the Lord. They would rather have a man to go to than the living God to go to. Remember, the people of Israel were reproved by the Lord through Samuel for desiring a king. Don't forget that. And it's interesting, is it not, that Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, would say during the COVID-19, listen carefully, that we need to obey the authorities. I want you to think about that. Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, said that we need to obey the authorities during COVID-19. And during the riots, Franklin said that we need to pray. Apparently, Franklin Graham hasn't read church history or the book of Acts. That's not a shot. If it's condemning, it's the truth that condemns. Remember here, friends, that first and foremost, Jesus Christ and the scripture is the standard, not the Grahams. John 14:6. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Okay. Yes, is there apostles, is there prophets, is there teachers, is there evangelists, is there pastors? Yes, there is. For the edifying, for the work, listen to me, for the work of the ministry. Do you see work in any of this, friends? Yes, pray. Yes, of course pray. But be ready in season and out of season and show the world your faith. And what does faith work by, friends? It worketh by love. Let's say it. And if you love God and you love man, you can't restrain yourself. You have to get out there and you have to do something. But the church leaders in America today, the great diplomats, they're telling you to just pray. You know, just go back to the Lord. Go back home. Don't stir it up. Come on. You know, I mean, you got to ask the question. You know, the Grahams, throughout their history, they have a history of putting the church back to sleep, don't they? I mean, people have taken on Billy Graham in the place of Jesus Christ as if to suggest him and his son are actually those that we're supposed to gauge our walk with concerning our Christian walk. You're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. You know, Billy Graham, by the way, has a star in Hollywood. We'll probably get to that more tomorrow, but it's important that people understand what's going on here. You're being put back to sleep, into a deeper sleep, by church leaders in America today. That's what I'm telling you. Okay. The reoccurring themes with both Franklin and his father are that they continually play the diplomats, bartering God's word to that of fallen bands. When it comes to the church's responsibilities before God, they want Franklin to tell them what to do rather than what the word claims and holds them to do. Okay? The fact of the matter is they're both reproachful and embarrassing at times. Yes, pray, but also bring forth the works, James 2:14 through 26, in protest. Matthew 16:17 through 19. He is, in fact, neutering the church, is what Franklin Graham is doing, and it's all by design. Neutering the church, and the sad fact of the matter is the blind sheeple who could care less. They want life insurance, right? They want their eternal life insurance, and what they want to be told is that they're going to heaven, when in fact they're going straight into hell. They're headed for hell. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Jesus said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Difficult and striving is not in your dictionary whatsoever." Listen to what it says in James 2. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yeah, man, say, thou hast faith, and I have works. But the Lord said through Paul, show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you thee my faith by my works. You know, when I first got into the church 23 years ago, you know who my opposition was when I was going into public high schools? The dead church. They were the ones reciting to me and making reference to the likes of the ACLU saying, you can't do high school assemblies, as them same people were sending their kids into public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government. That's how hypocritical these people are. Hey, folks, when COVID-19 came out, he said we're supposed to be submissive to the authorities. Wait. When you think of COVID-19 and the narrative that's falling apart on a daily basis as hundreds of thousands across the world in the medical profession continue to debunk this fraud that it is being perpetuated on the people globally, Franklin Graham comes down and he tells the church, from his little molehill, tells the church to submit to authorities. Folks, the authority was given unto us by God in Romans 13. I don't know what Franklin Graham's quite, I don't know what he's talking about, friends, but I think we can probably pick it up and kind of bring things to the light that Franklin didn't, well, take the time to bring to the light.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.